Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, June 4th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of science news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Biopath Holdings, Inc., OTQB BPTH, Q1 25. Stonegate Capital Partners recently updated coverage on Biopath Holdings, Inc. for Q1 2025. Biopath is a biotechnology company focused on RNA interference therapeutics. Their lead candidate, prexigebersen, is in phase 2 trials for acute myeloid leukemia. Another candidate, BP1A, is showing promise for solid tumors, obesity, and type 2 diabetes. The company is also preparing an IND application for BP1003 to treat pancreatic cancer. Biopath's proprietary DNAbilize platform enhances drug stability and cellular uptake. They have strong IP protection and strategic relationships with leading cancer centers. With multiple drug candidates in the pipeline and a strong valuation, Biopath is positioned for success in the biotechnology industry. Rock Breaks Nicola Mining Inc., appointed HLIA, OTQBIF, strengthens copper exploration team with senior geologist. Nicola Mining Inc. strengthens its copper exploration team by appointing Vicente Garcia as senior geologist. With over 7 years of global experience, Garcia will support upcoming 2025 initiatives focusing on the new Craigmont Copper Project. CEO Peter Espig highlights the company's commitment to copper exploration, with Garcia and VP of Exploration Will Witte evaluating targets at the fully permitted Treasure Mountain Silver Mine. Nicola Mining owns a 100% mill and tailings facility near Merritt, British Columbia, and high-grade copper and silver projects. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
Mining news breaks. Lafleur Minerals Inc., LFLR, OTCQB, LFL3Furo, advances Swanson Drilling and Beacon Mill restart with exploration success and strategic appointment. Lafleur Minerals Inc. is making significant advancements with its Swanson Gold Project in Quebec's Abitibi Gold Belt, including plans for a 5,000-meter diamond drill program and the strategic appointment of Peter Espig as strategic advisor. The company has identified over 50 drill targets and is in advanced discussions with institutional and private equity groups to finance the Beacon Gold Mill restart. Lafleur aims to generate near-term cash flow through bulk sampling and toll milling, with the goal of restarting the mill by early 2026. For more information, visit Lafleur Minerals' website.
Biomed news breaks. Nanoviricides, N-American, NNVC, advances measles drug program amid rising global outbreaks. Nanoviricides Inc. is advancing its clinical stage antiviral candidate NV387 for measles, targeting a global health threat amid vaccine failures. An animal trial is underway to confirm NV387's potential as the first effective therapeutic for measles. The drug neutralizes viruses by binding and dismantling them, with U.S. cases surpassing 1,000 in 2025 and Europe reporting a tenfold increase last year. Nanoviricides aims to fill a critical unmet need as traditional vaccine strategies face challenges. For more information about nanoviricides, visit www.nanoviricides.com.
Mining news breaks. Ucore Rare Metals Inc., TSXV UCU, OTQF, announces $10 million private placement to advance Louisiana SMC project. Ucore Rare Metals Inc., UCU, has announced a $10 million private placement with Red Cloud Securities Inc. for units priced at $1.20 each, with an option to raise an additional $1.5 million. The proceeds will fund initiatives for Ucore's strategic metals complex in Louisiana, including securing agreements, advancing engineering plans, and meeting obligations with the U.S. Department of Defense and Natural Resources Canada. The offering is set to close on or about June 19, 2025. Ucore Rare Metals is focused on rare and critical metal resources, extraction, and separation technologies, with plans to disrupt China's control of the North American RE supply chain through various projects in the U.S., Canada, and Alaska. For more information, visit UCOR's newsroom. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.